Welcome back. We're going to take a break from Open Line, though, for a few minutes, and we're going to talk to Becky Barnhart from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Becky, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, and I am doing fantastic.
It's Friday Eve. So
I'm sorry. I interrupted you.
Oh, no, you're fine.
I said I have great news from the shelter. It's a wonderful morning, but we've had 21 adoptions already this month.
Oh, my goodness. That is incredible.
Yes. It is so exciting, and I thought, well, that's the first thing going to be out of my mouth was, guess how many adoptions we've had.
There you go. That's incredible.
And your heart, because it's been mostly cats.
Yay! Love the cats.
Yes, and we don't know if it's because we are running, a reduced adoption fee for the month of January, or if people are just seeing their faces on Facebook and hearing about them here on Open Line and just falling in love with the description. We don't know. We don't care. We're just happy, happy, happy.
Absolutely. Love that. Loved it. It doesn't matter if it's a dog or cat. We love to see the adoptions.
Exactly.
So.
Yes, and, because December is always kind of a iffy month because too many things going on, Christmas and holidays and taxes are due and everything.
It's right.
Sometimes not a good time for the shelter. So January is taking off and doing well, and we're thrilled to death. And the other thing that we've got coming up in the future that certainly does help support the shelter is the Chili Bowl that is being sponsored by Coffeyville State or Community State Bank. Boy, that put me back some. It used to be called Coffeyville State, now it's Community. And anyway, it's at their location, and I'll just briefly speak on it again because we have been talking about it, but the proceeds from that will go directly to the shelter, and we have a major project in mind to use the funds for, and it will be to put roofing over the outside cages. For the large dogs and the little puppies. And when the weather's bad, of course, they don't spend much time. But when it's a gorgeous day, we'd love to have them out. It even helps when people come out to want to look at them if they're in an outside cage because it's not as noisy, it's not as frightening for the animals, and so they kind of force their best face when they're outside.
Right.
They need that shade, and so we're hoping that's what the funds will go for, and well, it will, but that will certainly help get some nice roofs over the outside pens. But,
absolutely. I bet you they loved the weather yesterday, didn't they?
Oh, yes. And then today, what is it?
Yeah.
And really, they get to spend a lot of time outside when the weather is nice.
Mm-hmm.
And today, of course, it'll be in and out. Do your business and come back in.
Yeah, pretty much. Too cold to stay out there today. So.
Right. But anyway, the chili is Chili Bowl's coming up, and you pick up your chili on the first, that's Saturday before Super Bowl. You can buy a quart for $7. You can get three quarts for the $20, and they will also have desserts available. We have some volunteers that will be making some nice, nice desserts, so they will be available. And if you're interested in buying tickets, you can pick them up at Community State Bank, the Chamber's office, Liebert Brothers, Kansas Secure Title, which is on 11th Street. So kind of want to keep that going because it's been a successful fundraiser for us for I don't know how many years. It's been more years than I can kind of think about, but it's been good. It's been good. So anyway, that's the good news, and I guess I can talk about the furry friends now.
There we go.
And I'm going to start with the cats because walking in the shelter yesterday, there's not as many in there, which is always a good thing, but there's some really cute ones. And some of them already neutered and spayed, which means if you pick them out, they get to go home with you that day. So, and always remember, even though I speak of some animals, we still have some that are coming in on a daily basis, and they're not always available for adoption, the day we do Open Line.
Mm-hmm.
And but Brad and Angie really try to get their faces on Facebook. And if people are interested in what we have available, go to CFA, that is our Facebook page, and we try to keep that updated to show you who's been adopted, who's available, and who's lost. Sometimes we even, we get them in from animal control officer, and we try to quickly get their face out there to say, they've been brought in, please come reclaim your.
Say, I'm lost. Help me.
I'm lost. Get me home real quick. And there's no penalty. We don't, you know, it's just, we're glad we're there to provide a safe environment for them until the owners come back and get them. So it's a good deal. Okay, back to kitty cats. We've got Pebbles. Pebbles is a neutered male. He's a gray tiger stripe with some white markings. He's super playful. We have Blanca. It's a neutered male, a Siamese mix. He has yellow ears, kind of they call that the flame point, bright blue eyes. He's up on all of his shots, including rabies. And, again, he would be a lovely pet that could go home with you. Bambi is a six-month-old, a gray tiger stripe male. He's beautiful, has really long hair, and it kind of spikes out around his face. Garth is a gray tabby female. And Walnut is a little black female that we have, about 5 months old. And then Bean is super playful, beautiful, but really has lots of energy. But we think as he gets older, he'll kind of calm down. But he might even make a good outdoor cat. We don't always promote having the cats outside, but sometimes they're happier if they are outside
right.
in a safe environment. Yes, you know, and sometimes people like to come out and get a nice cat to have as their bond cat. They want him friendly, but they don't want him, you know, in the house. So there's always kittens and cats available for that situation too. That's it. That's all I have to talk about for cats. But like I said, it's always ever changing. But it's been such a successful month with the adoption. If you do decide you want to come out and adopt a cat, the adoption fee this month is just $30, and that
wow.
is reduced. Yes, it's that's a good price because they will be spayed and neutered, and we were so overwhelmed during fall and winter with so many cats. At one time, we had 15 or 16 kittens and cats, and we just were thinking, how can we get these kittens and cats placed quickly? And we just thought maybe that would be an incentive, and I do think it's helped. But small dogs, we have some puppies available. And they are, there's three of them. It's Larry, Curly, and Moe, and they're about 5 months old now. They're dark brindle, dark brown with some brindle on their legs and feet, and just really sweet, happy puppies. And then we have two puppies that are in the puppy room. They're new to us, so they're not quite available for adoption, but I thought I'd go ahead and talk about them. They look like they've got some terrier mix in them, and they're real cute. And they are probably only about 3 months old, so they're just ready for adoption. We also still have Rhino. Rhino is a black or brown and black puppy that came in. We believe him to be a Heeler Lab mix. He came in with a bump on his nose, and hence the name Rhino. We've had the veterinarian took him to the veterinarian clinic, and they removed it and said it's fine, it's healing. In fact, his little nose looks pretty normal now. And he also had some injuries around his neck, maybe thinking the collar was too tight or something, but he's all healed up. He is so sweet. He has got the sweetest demeanor, just wants to be someone's sweet, sweet baby, and he's probably around 5 months old. So come check out Rhino because he deserves a better chance. He came in a little bummed up, but we've got him healthy and ready. So come check out Rhino. For the large dogs, we have Kelly. Kelly's a large lab shepherd mix, mostly white with some black on his ears and face. He's a sweet boy. Domino is a red heater mix, a little shy. If we don't get him adopted soon, we have a rescue group that's looking at him, and we'll probably go ahead and take Domino. So it sounds good news for Domino. Weston is a black lab mix. He's a hefty boy, good-looking. He's about 2 years old. He's a good-looking male lab. Kane, two-year-old, is a male Rottweiler, black with some dark brindle on his legs. He's also a very nice-looking dog. Bucky is a black lab mix, about 8 months old, very sweet. He's one of our new guys that's come into the shelter. Hugo, big, beautiful girl. She's around 3 to 4 years old, brindle with some golden brown eyes. She's really laid back. Spencer is white and brown, five-year-old. He's a neutered pit bull, nice, nice dog. Petey, I have been speaking about Petey. Petey's still with us. He's our guy that came in, and he is deaf. We've been working with him with hand commands. He's doing really well. He's a black brindle and white male, about 4 years old. Clark is a lab mix, brown with some white on his chest, 2 years old male. We have Scotty, which is a lab and shepherd mix, black and tan. It's a small female. Yodi is super sweet, has a very sweet demeanor, mixed breed. We're not quite sure, but brindle with white. Sid is our 2-year-old female blue heeler. She is this. Oh, she's a beautiful blue heeler. She came in with a gash on her belly area, back leg, belly, but we've had it fixed, and she's healthy. You know, as blue heelers go, they are so intelligent, and she's someone's dog. I don't know why she's with us or what happened, but she's now available for adoption. And if someone is looking for a beautiful blue heeler, she's kind of a grayish color, and she's actually kind of relaxed for a blue heeler, but super smart. So maybe we can get her out the door quick-like. And we have Balo that came in. This dog was also on social media, Facebook people, trying to find the owner because he was found around Roosevelt Drive. He's kind of a chunky boy. He's about 2 years old. He's a lab, and we're not sure what else he is, but he's beautiful. He's a gray brindle, very sweet, and he seems to know some commands. But he's now available. And our last one I'm going to speak about is Abby, a year-old shepherd mix. She's gray and white with some black and speckles. Gorgeous, got a lot of energy, but lots of potential to be someone's forever friend. So that is the group that we have available right now. Check us out on Facebook. We also have our hours have changed a little bit now. We're no longer open Monday afternoons to the public. That's our deep cleaning day, we are calling it. But from Tuesday through Sunday, we're there from 1 to 4 in the afternoons. Our telephone number, 620-252-0-6060. So anyway, that's the group for the day. How's that sound?
That sounds like a great group of animals out there. And definitely, I'm always the kind of person I would probably want to take them all home, even though I can't have pets. But I hate seeing their faces because I'm just like, oh, I just like fall in love with all of them. So
it is. And what I get tickled about is when you walk in the puppy room, you know, the puppies are on one side and the cats and kittens are on the other. So we have really introduced the feline family to what a dog would be like. Because you know how puppies are. When they see you, they bark and whine and carry on. And the cats just look at them like, really? Are you
looking at that, really? It's like, chill out, dude.
Oh, yeah. And then their paws will come out and they'll smack at you as you walk by. And it's like, choose me. But so it's probably good for them in a way to get used. If you do happen to have a dog at your house and are thinking about a cat, we can kind of say, well, they've had some introductions to the dog.
Yeah. So, I used to know some people that had a dog and a cat, and the dog was a bigger dog, and you know, the cat was a smaller cat. Mm-hmm. But the cat, when they would go to sleep, the cat would lay on the dog, and the dog didn't care at all because the dog would lay on its side while it slept, and the cat would be curled up on it. So,
yeah. there's a lot of sweet companion stories. I have a black lab. She's now 9, but when I brought her home, she was the same size as I had a Himalayan cat. And that I adopted from the shelter, and they were the same size. And the cat would walk beside her and then wrap her tail around her neck, and so she always looked like she had a little fur going on.
Aww.
And they were the best of friends. I mean, the cat is now deceased, but they were the very best of friends.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I know what
you're
talking about. There's some neat companionship stories out there.
Yeah, it's always cool when obviously a lot of times you'll see two cats and they'll get along pretty well, but it's really cool when you see a dog and a cat get along together. So
absolutely.
All right.
Bring them up when they're young and they're off and running.
Absolutely, because they consider them family at that point, because they're just like, we don't know the difference. It's just, this guy's been around me the whole time. I like this guy. All right, Becky. Well, thanks a lot for coming on this morning, telling us about all the great animals at the facility.
Well, thank you for the time, and we'll be talking next Thursday.
All righty. You have a great day.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. That's Becky Barnhart from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals talking about all the great pets out there at down at the facility just a little bit south of town. So we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have more Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.